When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, lots to get into this morning, lots for you to win, giant TVs, tickets to Knott's Berry Farm, and of course just our company, which is not, that's probably stacked accordingly. Giant TV first, Knott's Berry second, and then our company third. But you'll want to hear this because this could potentially could save you a ton of money.
Yeah, and Klein, as you know, I've been tightening the purse strings around here
this year.
Especially with inflation and, you know, all the uncertainty out there. I feel like it's a good time. Tipping is at an all-time high. Inflation at the grocery store is crazy. So any place that I can save money, I will. And there is something egregious happening at the gas stations in Southern California that I think is important to share. There is an air pump at almost every gas station, all right? You go there, if you have to fill up your tire, move on with your life, and a lot of them have an old coin slot that's probably not operational anymore, and a lot of the new ones have a little tap-to-pay box.
With your credit card.
Yeah, where you
your
just
Apple
tap.
Pay, whatever.
It's $1.50 for 4 minutes or whatever, just like a car vacuum, right? Now, what people don't understand or may not know is that in the state of California, you don't have to pay for air. It's free. And I've been to many gas stations where I just go up, push the button, and it turns on, and I fill my car up, and I'm on my way.
How much air are you using that you've gotten to the bottom of this? Because I'm telling you right now, in the history of my entire life, I've probably used the air thing at a gas station like 3 times ever.
I got air at my back tire every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm doing mine every 2 weeks because I have a slow leak.
Oh, Jesus.
I've been doing it for like a year.
Wait, didn't you just get new tires?
Yeah, I did, Omar.
Don't you have an endorsement with a tire company?
I do.
Yeah.
Go get that fixed.
And they do free patches.
Yeah, well, you should look into that.
Oh, my God.
I haven't gotten around to it. So I've gone up to 3 different pumps at this point.
And they're trying to bang you out for $1.50 for four minutes of air.
4 minutes, yeah. Which, who needs 4 minutes of air? That's a lot.
Yeah, we're on the air for 4 hours every day. It's way too much.
Exactly. So I've noticed at some of these places that didn't have anything on the pump now have this little card reader, including the one that I went to yesterday. There has never been a card reader on there, and now all of a sudden there's a tap-to-pay feature, and it says $1.50 for 4 minutes. I go up, and I look around for somebody who works there, and I see this guy who is just a customer at the gas station. He goes, oh, yeah, you have to just tap to pay. It's $1.50. And I said, no, it's not, because the air is free. Air is free in California. And he goes, oh, no, I don't think so. I think you have to pay. And I was like,
oh,
hold
boy.
On a
Here
minute.
Here comes Allie. This is where Allie was born for
Let
opportunity
me speak
like
to
this.
The manager.
Super Karen has arrived. She's here. Hello.
I will save every dollar or $1.50. Nobody should have to pay for air in Southern California. And they will not as long as I'm around. So I found a worker that was walking by. I flagged him down, yelled, and said, excuse me. Why is there a card reader on this air pump? Because air is free. And he goes, yeah, you're going to have to go inside and talk to the manager.
Oh, according to the text line, Allie, by the way, air is only free if you buy something else at the gas station.
Nope. I walked in.
That's what the text line is saying.
I walked in, and the guy told me, like, it was routine, like, yeah, you got to just go in there and tell him. So I went in there, and they said, talk to Mario. I said, hello, Mario. Please turn on the air. And he said, no problem. And I went back out. He turned the air on. And as I walked by the customer...
He's like, I don't want this noise with Super Karen over there. I don't want this.
Was wide-eyed.
It's a stump. No, it's a boulder. No, it's Super Karen.
And he was amazed at the fact that all of a sudden the air pump was on. I filled my tire, I got in my car, and the guy just sipped his Slurpee like I was Jesus Christ.
How big do you think this scam is going? You think that the gas stations are making an additional millions of dollars a year on people that are paying for free air? Is that what you think?
I think these gas stations have decided nobody really knows anything about this air law, and if I slap a card reader on something, people will just pay without really knowing, and... What's the harm in just putting it on and probably making a good chunk of change unknowingly when I wouldn't have made any money before because I'm supposed to give it for free?
You know what you need to do? You need to be the official voice and face of Free Air, and you need to go around and set up shop.
I'm going to take over the airwaves.
You should not.
About Free Air.
Not on these airwaves, but go over there to the gas station, and you should make your way from gas station to gas station and stand on like a, some sort of a thing and just tell people, by the way.
Do not pay.
Yeah, this is free. They're scamming you.
Jehovah's Witness of air.
Anybody with a slow leak?
Yeah.
Okay, and you've been paying, all that adds up. Think about what Jake's doing every 2 weeks. That's $1.50 a week, okay?
I went to the same place, and they would give me tokens. You have to go in and get tokens for the thing.
No, the tokens are, they'll hand you the tokens.
Oh,
the tokens,
hand little squiggly ones?
Yeah, you can go in and ask for them, and then you'll put them in the machine.
The thing is, they know, they bet on the fact that people don't want to go in and ask. If you weren't planning on going into the gas station, you don't want to go in, you want to avoid that.
I have a new nickname alert for Allie. She's the new Aaron. She's air, like Karen with an air. She's Aaron. She will complain about all air and will not pay for air. And that's where she draws the line. If you paid for air at any point in the recent future, recent history, recent past, whatever, you are getting scammed. It is free.
Somebody else said it literally says free air on the machine sometimes, but no one reads it because reading is lame.
Hold on, John, you're on with Aaron. She is defending all people to never have to pay for air in the state of California. Go ahead. Hello, John.
Hi. The actual law is, the air is free as long as you buy gas, but the gas stations don't own the air pumps. They just operate them. So if you just go inside and tell them, they don't care. They'll just turn it on.
714, Allie is right. In the state of California, water and air is free without any purchase. And 213 said Allie is correct. All you have to do is go in and ask them to turn on the air, and they're required to.
All right. Well, there you go, guys. What a start to your morning. I mean, the learning that potentially you're going to save yourself over the course of the next few years, upwards of $1.50 seems like worth it.
It could get to $8 or $10 in savings.
What does Allie think all of the air that she just wasted on K-Rock is worth? That's a great question, guys. I don't know the answer.
Let's ask Aaron.
If you would like $100, well, now she's got it, so she's just saved a ton. If you want $100 or potentially $500 of Allie's money, call now for some Allie Knows the News. Five questions about stuff going on in the world. If you do better than she does, she will instantly pay you. That and more is next on K-Rock.